Business and Your Money on The Standard, just in time for the start of school. The New York Times reports that there's a shortage of teachers. Math, science, and special ed are where the vacancies are most acute at the moment. The issue is so critical, though, that some systems are allowing new hires to train on the job, and they're bringing in people who are still finishing their teaching credentials. According to the Times, the situation is most critical in Louisville, Nashville, Oklahoma City, and Providence. So, amid a national teacher shortage, what about Texas? How is Texas faring here? Holly Eaton is with the Texas Classroom Teachers Association, the largest association of teachers in Texas. Ms. Eaton, some of these numbers at the national level are incredible. In Charlotte, North Carolina, something like 200 teacher vacancies. If I were in North Carolina, I'd be worried. Should Texas parents be concerned about a teacher shortage?
Well, I think so. And I think that there's parents of particular students that are going to be harder hit. That's because the shortages tend to be in certain subject areas.
But, you know, of course, the flip side of this is that to fill posts, if you're talking about a national teacher shortage, Texas is going to be a part of that in another way because of increased competition for teachers. Should Texas districts be concerned about retention?
Both recruitment and retention need to be addressed, or it's a lost cause. You have basically a leaky bucket that you keep filling, and you'll never get it full unless you do something to address retention. And by that, I mean addressing things like this, some of the substandard working conditions that teachers are in, and increasing their salaries and benefits.
I would think that just salaries would go a long way. And it's my understanding that at least one school district in the San Antonio area has kicked up starting salaries to the $50,000 plus mark. Are we going to see more and more of that across the state, do you think?
Well, I think we already have, and the problem with that, again, is it's just addressing the recruitment side and not the retention side. So what you end up having is this dynamic where veteran teachers who have put in years of hard work and learned their trade or their skill are being paid not much more than those who are just walking in the door, which creates sort of a disincentive to stay in the profession.
So is it just salaries? I mean, what else do you need to do to fix that leaking bucket?
Well, I think that unfortunately, we've had sort of this perfect storm of factors that has really made the profession, put the profession in trouble as of recent years. And what I'm talking about is, you know, we've had these drastic cuts and continued underfunding of education in Texas as well as in other states. But then along with that, we've had these rising expectations, we've had higher standards, we've had these test-based accountability systems. And then along with that, especially in Texas, you have a student population with these hugely increasing needs, poverty, and English language learners who are struggling to learn the language. Then coupled with that, you have this kind of really disturbing teacher bashing narrative that has apparently become acceptable among policymakers who seem to want to pinpoint the issues with education squarely on the teachers.
If you had the ear of policymakers fix this, what would you say?
I would say take the long-term view, which I know is antithetical in politics, but in order to really make the profession valued, you need to not let anyone enter the profession that wants to, raise the entry standards. Think of teaching not as a trade, but a specific set of knowledge and skills. Value teachers through improved working conditions and salaries, and include their voices in major decisions.
Holly Eaton is with the Texas Classroom Teachers Association, the largest association of teachers in Texas. And goodness, I wish we had more time to talk about this. But of course, we invite listeners to join us at Texas Standard on Twitter or on our Facebook account as well to continue that conversation. Ms. Eaton, thank you very much.
Thank you.